No action this year on a proposed state constitutional convention. A jury returns a verdict in favor of a family who lost a loved one in the Oklahoma County Jail. And one tribal leader is now banned from speaking at the state house. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 20th. I'm Deborah Shar. A move to overhaul Oklahoma's state constitution by House Speaker Kyle Hilbert has hit a snag in the Senate. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says he has concerns about House Joint Resolution 1089 and the control it would give some lawmakers over a proposed state constitutional convention.
When you look at the language in this bill, this was written by the House of Representatives, and in that vein, it would make the legislature the acting delegates in this convention, which would give the House better than a 2-to-1 margin delegates.
As written, the decision to host the convention would go to a vote of the people before occurring. The resolution has been laid over, meaning it could come back next year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of funding for a new homeless shelter in Norman was filed last week. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
Proposition 5, which was approved by over 54% of Norman voters in a special election earlier this month, allocates $8 million of property tax revenue through a 20-year general obligation bond for the construction of a permanent homeless shelter. The city of Norman estimates an annual property tax increase of about $3 for homes valued at $100,000 and about $17 for homes valued at $500,000. Last week, a lawsuit was filed in Cleveland County arguing while the Oklahoma Constitution allows for cities to become indebted for the purpose of constructing public utilities, the homeless shelter does not qualify as a public utility. The lawsuit also takes issue with the proposition not passing with the 60% supermajority of the vote. A hearing has not yet been scheduled. I'm Hannah France.
A federal jury has awarded $2 million to the family of an inmate who died in the Oklahoma County Jail in 2021. The Oklahoma newspaper reports the jury reached their verdict last week in the case of Gregory Davis. Davis died of a perforated ulcer after detention officers failed to do required checks on him. The Oklahoman reports more than 60 inmates have died since the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority took over jail operations in 2020. The principal chief of the Cherokee Nation is no longer welcome to speak on Oklahoma's State House floor. Sarah Lisi reports the ban comes after he advocated for Medicaid expansion during the tribe's annual legislative day.
Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. discussed the tribe's top priorities at the Capitol earlier this month. Among them was Medicaid expansion, a key resource helping prop up the tribe's growing healthcare system.
This state can't afford to lose Medicaid expansion, and I will do everything I can to try to protect it.
House Speaker Kyle Hilbert called the speech inappropriate and addressed his concerns in a letter to Hoskin Jr., saying it contrasted with an overwhelming majority of House representatives and that other forums would have been better suited for that type of advocacy. Hoskin Jr.'s response says Hilbert's letter, quote, illustrates the great challenges for tribes in engaging with the state of Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.